Blog Talk Radio.
Michael, are you on the air?
I'm on the air. Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. I was eating.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Mike. And we have Shauna J Music on air also. Michael,
hello,
what
Shauna.
Song was that?
Hi.
The name of the song is
yes.
Rainy Sunday. Rainy Sunday by, I can't think of his name, but it begins with an H. That's all I know. It's a lo-fi song. And I heard.
Look, I wanted you to pronounce it.
Henzeo or
yeah,
something.
Is it Hen-ho-ha? I want to make sure I pronounce it correctly. I want to hear you say it.
I think this is how you spell it. Spell it. Henyzao or something like that.
Yeah, the spelling that I've seen was Henyoa. How do you pronounce that, Shauna? Hen-ho-ha?
Oh, gosh. Your guess is as good as mine on that one.
She don't even know the song.
We are live on that. Look, we chatted not long ago, so we did like our own like pre-party. We're so glad that you could make it early because I thought maybe you would be later in the show, so I'm glad you could make it too at the beginning. So, Michael, we are talking yoga again today.
Wow.
And Shauna is going to share with us an amazing story. We also will be listening to her music during this last episode. I asked her
yes.
if she would like to talk hot topics with us because that's a big thing around here also. And I think she's going to surprise us with a hot topic that's on her mind. Because she haven't told me the topic or anything, so I think it's just going to come out. But Michael, Shauna, and I have been longtime online friends. We're mutual friends with an artist named Scar. Mm-hmm. Scar wrote an amazing. I happen to be one of his muses. So have you ever heard archive shows of a song called Pretty Lady? He is the guy that wrote the song Pretty Lady that I supposedly am the muse for that song. And so I'm still honored. As Shauna, she is
it.
So honored to be on the show. Yes.
Yes,
so,
he's an amazing artist, producer, writer, all of that, absolutely.
Michael is in Maryland, Shauna, and you're in Pennsylvania.
Yes, I am in Pennsylvania.
Part of Pennsylvania are you in?
Yes.
Eastern Pennsylvania, like more Allentown.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, Shauna, I have a friend, and I can say his name. He's in Westchester, and we've been like plotting for ways for me to go up there and visit him. And he lives in Coatesville. I don't know if you've heard of Coatesville before.
I haven't actually.
Yeah, it's a suburb of Philly. So it's not too far. Yeah. That's cool.
Awesome. Yes. Synchronicity.
So.
Yep.
Right. Shauna, so Michael's been a co-host since December. And guess what? We kicked off the new year talking about self-improvement, self-care, self-love. And Shauna is all about all of those things. That's her purpose in life, Michael, to share with others how to love themselves and how to care for themselves and how to heal. She's an energy healer.
Oh, wow.
Not only a yoga instructor, but an energy healer. So
she and Josh will get along really fine.
Exactly. That's what I told her. I said in the near future, we would like to have both on at the same time because she's preparing to share a story with us. So you guys get your hankies out. And Josh's story is amazing, too. So, but she's all about optimism and us not giving up. So do you want to introduce yourself, Shauna, because there's so much to say about you, because you're here to share how yoga transformed your life, and also we're talking music, your music.
Yes. My name is Shauna Jay, and my story is a complex one, and it starts at the age of 9. I had received multiple injuries to my right leg, and no matter what we did, the pain, when it was supposed to heal, it wouldn't go away. I would spend nights in just my burning, the skin color changes. There wasn't a second I wasn't in pain. And we went from doctor to doctor to doctor, and it took 2 years, but we ended up finally finding a neurologist who diagnosed me with chronic regional pain syndrome, which is a neurological condition that it's progressive. There's no cure, and it can affect one part of the body or the whole body. I do have it in all parts of my body. And so after the diagnosis, I was 10, about 11 by the time we got a diagnosis. And they started treatment, but treatment was started too late for remission because, especially with children are so plastic, they're so adaptable. When you're still growing, your body heals at a faster rate. So if they would have gotten a diagnosis earlier, I very well could have been saved a lot of grief. But unfortunately, I was thrown into the medical system, and there wasn't a lot known on how to treat chronic pain at the time. This was the early 90s. So I encountered a lot of bad doctors, some malpractice in the medical field. They gave me so much medication. I was on about 10, 12 medications at the age of 10. I was so doped up that they had to strap me in a wheelchair, which it was mind-boggling because the whole goal was to, you know, get me a semi-normal life, go back to school, anything like that. But the doctors, they just, it was almost like I was an experiment, and I was on state insurance. So, you know, they didn't seem to really care. And I spiraled. I was getting worse and worse. I had got pulled out of school. I was homeschooled. They tried surgeries where they actually would implant a port that had constant medication going through my system, which left me stuck in bed. God bless my mom because she was a single mother and she cared for me the whole time. I was in and out of hospitals with epidural treatments, different infusions. The list goes on and on. And I did have some good doctors that did help me, but there were a lot of if I had to describe it in one word, it was hell. And along with that came depression and isolation. And so at a very young age, I hit the darkest that I feel like somebody could hit. And luckily that my support system, my mom, fought so hard in the way that these doctors describe things. It's like they were selling the stuff. So big thing is, like, I want to help people know that they have power over their body and their care and their treatment, because I didn't feel that way. My mom didn't feel that way. And they sold this stuff saying, it's going to cure you. You're going to be running. You're going to be fine. And that was never the case. Now, I ended up injuring my left leg and was in a wheelchair for 6 months. But because we knew what was going on, that went into remission. So thank goodness I didn't get stuck in the wheelchair. We met an amazing doctor named Dr. Philip Getson, who is in New Jersey at a chronic pain symposium. And he heard my story and he was boggled that my case was so, that I was doing so bad that I was still not walking. And I met him when I was 14, so this is going on 4 or 5 years of not walking. And he was like, I want you to come see me at my office. And my mom said, we don't have the money to, like, you're a world-renowned specialist. We don't have the money to pay you anything. And he took me on pro bono and also,
awesome,
like, any treatment. Oh, he's helped so many people. He's traveled around the world. Yeah, he's traveled around the world and spoke. He's if I had to describe him, he's a guy that you give.
The philanthropist, yes, yes. Yeah, thank you. I understand. I love that word, but I had the same situation with that. But that's amazing because he's sincere about his work and really care about helping people and healing people.
And he saved my life, him and his wife, and that's where the holistic comes in. His wife is a holistic medicine practitioner.
Oh.
So they share an office. He's
so you became her mentee? So you became her mentee?
She was the inspiration. She was the spark. Yes. Oh, yes.
My. Amazing.
Yes. And then any treatment that, you know, I would receive through him, he would do payment plans. So if we could pay $30 a month, because of course, you know, the doctors need to get paid, especially these ones that were helping me. Had a great anesthesiologist that did combination blocks. So I would get a block in my back and also in my leg. which helped me, helped the pain come down enough that I could walk. And I was 16 years old when I took my first step. And my mom, I'm like getting emotional. My mom like busted out like in tears, and she was screaming. Like everybody's looking at her like, why is this lady screaming? She's like, my daughter's walking, my daughter's walking. And it was just powerful. And from there, that's where yoga came in my life, because I have such a bad, I would say post-traumatic stress with physical therapy. Because in the 90s, the therapy they were doing was actually made my condition worse. Like, doctors have confirmed that, that the treatment they were
giving.
Oh, my
God.
I would
what
throw
was supposed
up.
To have been happening, you made the situation worse.
Oh, yeah. It was like abuse. It was absolute abuse. One story in particular I want to share, because this is medical malpractice is really something close to my heart, like standing up against that.
Yes.
One doctor, the one that did the port in my rib cage, he did an adult porticast, which was too big for my body, so he moved my whole rib cage, and I couldn't. It was causing me to have trouble breathing, and he had to remove that. And then he did something called a forget the specific name, but it was another pain block. But the needle was super long, I want to say about 4 inches long, so they have to use x-ray to administer it. The x-ray machine one day was not working, and he looked at me and he said, shh. He's like, it's fine. And my mom wasn't in the room, and he did the block, and the medicine went to the wrong spot. And I told my mom when we got home, yes. I told my mom when I got home that I said, medicine's not, it just doesn't feel right. And I told her about, he told me not to tell her, but he didn't use the machine. And we tried to open a lawsuit against him. And because I was on Medicaid, this lawyer came in my house and she sat down and she was adamant. She's like, I'm going to help you. This story is just mind boggling. And when she found out that I was on state insurance, she pushed her chair back and got up and she said, don't call me, I'll call you, and walked out, and we didn't hear from her.
Oh, no.
Because she knew we didn't have money to pay. Silver lining to that story, someone did finally sue him, and his license was revoked, and he was penalized for his
karma.
Actions.
Karma.
Mm-hmm.
Karma, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. So that's just a piece of it, and it's, you know, it's all going to be in a book one day. But when I started walking, that led to yoga, and my life began to change. So I remember, because my mom was like, well, we need to build up, you know, the muscle in the leg, because it was so thin, probably as thin as my wrist. And I was like, I don't want to go to physical therapy. I can't do it. And, you know, my friend had a pool, and pool therapy was amazing, too. So I would do pool therapy and then yoga. And I remember going to Target and buying my first yoga DVD. And I was so excited because I was like, oh, my gosh, I can be active again. Like, how much I miss this. Because prior to getting sick, I was a cheerleader. I loved basketball. I loved to dance. You know, there was no slowing me down. So I had to, you know, live a totally different life when I got diagnosed. And that's what got me into art and writing and singing, most importantly.
Mm-hmm.
So it was refreshing. So to find something that it just felt good. It felt right. Yoga just felt like it was like right down my lane. And it was restorative yoga. I built up my muscle by myself. And I fell in love with the practice, and I still can't learn enough about it. I really, really can't.
So inspiring.
Amazing. Yes, yes. Yes.
I'm taking a deep breath because I feel like
you went in. Some of us think that, oh, I need to hire a yoga instructor, and you're telling us you went to Target and bought a DVD. The rest is history.
Yep, yep. And then, you know, when computers, I mean, it was still, you know, computers were still really expensive when I was 16.
Right.
So now that we have, like, such access to, like, YouTube and these platforms,
uh-huh.
like, yes, there's so much, like.
And listeners, I've shared a couple of her YouTube channels, and your YouTube channels, you can tell everyone where they can find you on YouTube. And
absolutely.
She's a TikToker.
Yes, I love TikTok. So I have two TikToks. Excuse me. One is pain_into_power. And then the other TikTok is Shauna J Music, and then the number one. So I could spell that. That's SHAJ Music, and then the number one. And my YouTube is Shauna J Music. It should just be Shauna J Music. That should bring you to my music channel. And I also have another YouTube channel that is meditation and Qigong. And I'm just mostly surrounded about anything self-care.
Yes.
And that.
I shared the self-guided self-love meditation video.
Okay.
that you posted on my birthday last year. And I listened to it, too, because Michael will tell you, I am a addict when it comes to, and I'm sure you see all my posts, I share self-guided meditations, but I listened to it, and it was just amazing. And I practiced your Qigong release and recharge meditation on last evening, and I immediately felt released. I felt freer. I felt better. I had an on-the-job fall in 2016 when I was living in Texas and working at a casino, and I went to sit down at the computer in our very nice ADR, associate dining room, and I guess someone had mopped or something, and the chair went right from up under me, and I that's when I was thinner. I need to lose this 30 pounds that I've gained, and I immediately, you know, felt like I was pretty cool. Two coworkers helped me up. I mean, I literally held my head up where my head wouldn't hit the ground, but I felt like an athlete would fall playing basketball. So I thought I would be okay. 22, I still feel a tightness in my lower back and my neck. And when you instructed me to do instructed the audience to do the rotation, I immediately felt much better in that tight area.
Yes, isn't it? It's incredible what just like a simple stretch can do for you. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And it's like I love Qigong so much because there's no real wrong way to do it, okay? As long as you're moving and you're not causing yourself pain.
When we first became friends many, many years ago, you really talked highly, and I felt like I need to get into it and learn more. And I'm definitely – I plan to become an online student to Michael's friend, Josh. He's beginning an online class, but I see now that I can practice that. Yoga, and because those that think that they're too stiff are not mobile enough, what do you have to say about that?
Well, that's the whole point of the practice. You're doing it because
right.
you're stiff and you're
right.
you know, having trouble with mobility. That's where you start. You start stiff and, you know, you work with it. You work with your body, that mind-body connection. You breathe through it. And, you know, 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, you know, you're going to notice a difference. You're going to, like, a month, just 30 days, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, I'm waking up and I'm not feeling, like, really stiff right now. Like, I actually have some mobility.
Right.
Yeah, so I say, you know, this practice is for everybody. You start where you're at, and you adapt it to, you know, your level. And there's so many different practitioners out there doing so, teaching so many different levels, so many different hybrid yogas, hybrid qigong, you know. So nobody is excluded. There's definitely something out there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know you talk highly that it's good for those with chronic pain, and you were diagnosed with, what is it called, chronic?
Chronic regional pain syndrome.
Yes.
So that would be, like, we refer to it as CRPS. Actually,
mm-hmm.
when I was diagnosed, it was referred to as reflex sympathetic dystrophy. The name has changed as they found out more
mm-hmm.
and more about the condition and what it does from the body. But believe it or not, this condition has been known about since the Civil War. They noticed
right.
it with the soldiers that lost limbs and stuff. They would have continuous pain, and that's where a neurologist, you know, he diagnosed these people with this neurological condition.
Wow.
And
you know, your story is very similar to Josh's, you know, just for a side note, because, you know, Josh, he has epilepsy. And he was just saying, yeah, he used to have seizures, like really bad seizures. And he would always tell people, you know, when I move around or stay active, that is my medicine, staying active in movement. And let me tell you, you know, he is now like teaching yoga and has his own business, and I gotta tell you, and I want to hear more of your story too. So now that he has had me on the his business called Transformation Collective, it's helping me to learn more things about me internally, as well as helping me physically, because like when I'm doing the exercises, I have a thing where I worry about like how other people feel about me, all this other stuff. So I'm realizing I'm becoming more aware of my environment and my internal environment. And I'm realizing that most of these people who didn't like you or talked about you, they're not happy people. And they are my spiritual teachers to do better.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, it's just like, wow, you know, and, you know, I was with Josh on Friday night, and we had a deep talk because we were kind of high or whatever. So he gave me something to think about. Yeah, I know y'all laughing at it. It's okay. It's okay. But, you know, he gave me something to think about as to why do I worry so much about what other people say about me, you know? So his program helps you to become more aware of yourself and your surrounding. But I really hope that one day you and Josh can connect, because I think you guys would be like really a force. And I remember, and I know you and I talked this morning. So
yeah,
me and Bethany will definitely work things out to make that happen.
Yes, I
already told her that we would invite them both on at the same time, so we can just have a focus on yoga.
Yeah.
And how it can transform one's life And if Shanna is interested, she can become a regular.
That would be amazing.
I'm asking you live on air if you would like to become a regular. If not just every Sunday, you know, because we're all about
and you know what?
Sunday on.
And you know what, Shauna? Like I was telling you, I think this is going to happen to me. I think I want to teach yoga, and I know it might be a long stretch, but you know, because within the past 4 months, right, I have been in contact with personal trainers, and people who help people to get better. And I don't know. I think the universe is freaking speaking to me. I honestly do. And let me tell you a story. And I never told anybody this story, and I want you guys to listen. So when I was in seventh grade, I had a teacher named Mr. Borman, and he used to always walk with a cane. So years later, after middle school ended, I saw something about him on the internet, and he no longer needs a cane, and because he used to be overweight. He lost so much weight. And he is a yoga. He practices yoga. And I was watching something where he said he thanks yoga for helping him to get over his barriers. And you know, and I have one more story. I know I'm talking a lot. You're bringing out a lot of stories in me. So a couple of years ago,
oh, yeah,
I was reading.
Oh, yeah, he's a storyteller, Shauna. You think I share stories? He shares stories.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
And a couple of years ago, I was reading something from some type of article, I think in the Washington Post, where this guy in Baltimore, Maryland, is teaching people yoga in Baltimore City, because Baltimore City is a very – the city's not doing really good. Mm-hmm. And so they said that, you know, when you teach people yoga, you are helping them expand their lives. And I'm like, wow. I don't know what – I forget what's the name, how many years ago that was I read it. But this man is like a local celebrity in Baltimore. I don't know what happened to him, but wow. I mean, that story just like brought – it was just amazing.
It resonated with you. Absolutely. Yes, yeah. It was speaking to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I truly believe in that. The universe, you know, it does – you know, I call it like a calling, like, and for so long, like, I knew my calling. I knew sharing my story would be powerful, and, you know, sharing my survivor's story would help people and open doors, and I feel called from God to write about it. But so long, I was like, no, I'm not going to identify with that. No one's going to know about it, like, and I just kept getting signs, like, you really have no choice. God's, like, everything in my way is to give me the opportunity to be a voice. And I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, all right, let's do this. Let's do this. You know, it puts me in a space of vulnerability, which is difficult for, I think, anybody. But I know that my uncomfortability is worth just getting the messages out there, giving people courage to tell their own story, because I know I'm not the only one. Oh my goodness, millions and millions of people have powerful stories, and they're scared to share them because they're like, well, I don't want people to look at me like a victim or feel bad for me. But that's not the point. That's not the point.
But it's powerful. Your story is powerful. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we've been friends for almost 10 years, it seems, and this is just powerful. Yes, and thank you for sharing this, sharing your story with us and with the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for giving me the space and to share my story and, you know, like just the support and love has been amazing. So I really appreciate that.
So, ladies, I hope you don't mind me asking this question. And this is more toward Kate's point of view. And it might be a very gay question, but it's related to yoga, right? So okay, let me tell you what happened to me. So I was at yoga a couple of months ago, right? And you know, I was with the normal yoga I was doing, and he did something called Shavasana. You know about that?
That sounds familiar.
So yeah, where at the end of it, yeah, where he was pressing down on me, and forgive me for saying this is about to get really X-rated. I got hard. I got hard.
Well, you know, it's not unheard of.
I think
for the body to react.
I think I know why you got hard, but I keep it to myself.
Oh my God!
I hope Josh is listening.
But it's just like, was that like normal? I mean, because in general, I'm very self-conscious about people touching me. I really am. And,
right.
You know, like, what are your thoughts about that?
I feel like
always on his mind. Sex is often on his mind, too.
I mean, that could be an explanation, but as well, I feel like their body is so full of so many pressure points, and when some pressure points get released certain times, you know, it could cause a reaction. Some people, you know, when I've done energy healing, some people burp or, you know, yawn or just start crying or, you know, even flatulate, you know, it happens. You're clearing chi, and that applies to yoga as well.
You're convincing me to start my yoga practices. If I can get an orgasm out of it, that's pretty cool.
You're funny. Let me tell you guys what happened. And I'm not saying any names. So in that same class, somebody at that yoga class, he got lady juice on him. Lady juice, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay, Michael.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry. I hope this is not inappropriate. Forgive me.
No.
It's not like you need some Jesus.
That's funny.
No, but this is a real show, so it's important. You know, we're human.
You know, we're
on that note, it's time for us to listen to some higher. Okay, what was your reply, Santa?
I'm sorry, to what?
What was your reply? It's not like you have an answer.
To what? I'm sorry.
To what I was saying.
Oh, it sounded like you had a reply to his statement.
Oh, I'm not sure. I lost it.
Okay, yeah. You can go to the music.
In that case, happy Mother's Day. And, yes, it's time for some hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day to everyone celebrating. Shauna and I was talking, even to those that are parents of fur babies, happy Mother's Day to fellow fur mamas. Also, happy Mother's Day to your mom, Michael, to your mom, Shauna, your mother-in-law. Heavenly birthday to my mother, and happy Mother's Day to Terry. Listeners are like, okay, what's up with you and Terry? But happy Mother's Day to his mom in Simpson County, Mississippi. Happy Mother's Day to our mutual friend, Scar's mom, and all moms and people that are called mom are referred to in a motherly way. Because, Shauna, I know you have many students that just are so appreciative of your nurturing qualities and your mothering ways.
Yes, I'm definitely – my friends, it's so funny. They call me the mom of the group because I'm always feeding everybody and checking, are you okay? You need something? Yes.
And I know I'm a member of one of your Facebook groups that's all about love. And I'm a member of one of your Facebook groups that's all about love. But, yes, your classes are taught in person and, of course, on your YouTube channel and on your Facebook page. Where do you teach your in-person classes, or have you started back since the COVID epidemic?
No, they are doing remodeling at the spa where I work. So once that's finished, I will be going back to teach most likely on a Sunday or Saturday or Sunday midday, which is in Lehigh Inn, PA. That's the Seventh Moon Wellness Spa. The Seventh Moon.
Yeah, what's the name of the spa? I know the name, but it's not on my mind right now. What's the name of your spa, of the spa you work at?
The Seventh Moon Wellness Spa, and it's located in Lehigh, NPA, and their web's www.theseventhmoon.com.
Seventhmoon.com.
And they offer an array of services, so, massages and salon and all that good stuff. But I will, they do have a area where they teach yoga and all types of classes. So that's where I teach Qigong right now.
When is the projected reopening date?
Well, unfortunately, right there with my boss, they are having family stuff going on, so it's gonna be put off a little longer, but I'm hoping June or July.
Good. That's next month.
You know, I wanted to do it sooner. We've been talking about it since Christmas, but it just seems like, you know, it just, the universe didn't align, which is okay because I have so many projects going on. But I also, there is a place called Crystal Gardens. I believe it's located in, maybe I can give you the name, you could put it on the website, but they have a crystal salt cave where they want me to teach Qigong in the salt cave.
Oh.
Yeah, so that is one of my next endeavors for future teachings in person. But I am also, yes, working on setting up a way to work with people online, one-on-one classes or a Zoom class.
Wow. And, you know, I was asking Shauna earlier, does she think mindfulness should be taught in school? Because let me tell you something really quick. I was on Facebook a couple of months ago, and I saw something that heated me so bad. This guy was on Facebook saying that, you know, and I know that he was probably from, you know, a conservative state, and he was saying, you know, the schools are trying to teach our kids Buddhism. I'm like, you sound so ignorant. And see, I don't know about you, but I think that they should incorporate, you know, little pieces of yoga and mindfulness into schools K through 12, because you're going to have certain subjects like math that will make kids anxious, and sometimes the teachers aren't that nice. And, you know, I think that, like you said, like you were saying earlier, Shauna, if we both had that when we were in school or whatnot, I think that we would have probably came out a lot better. So do you think that mindfulness should be in school, and why?
Absolutely. And yeah, the people that are against it, that say that they're teaching Buddhism or religion, you know, that is ignorance, because mindfulness is not a religion. Yoga is not a religion. You know, there's religious principles behind some of these things. But, you know, I think there's so much going on all the time, and everybody is super overstimulated. So I'm just thinking of my childhood. If I had all these screens and buttons and, oh, my goodness, I would be all over the place. So, I think it's important to teach young children and young adults how to be mindful. And it should be, like, incorporating that in a health class. What's the big deal? It's not hurting nobody.
Right.
It's probably better than some of the stuff they were trying to teach us.
It would be good for PE and PE classes, health classes, and physical fitness.
Well, that's what they do.
Yes.
That's what they do in
Asia. And you mentioned math.
What was
What, Shauna?
I'm sorry. I was saying, like, you know, in gym classes, that's what they do in Asia. They do Qigong. They do meditation.
Right.
And they start very young. And, you know, it's definitely a different culture. And there's it shows how it helps their education system and their young children.
And it could be taught at the beginning of the day, too.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we are going to play Hallelujah by a cover. Yeah, it's time to hear Hallelujah.
Yay.
I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Beautiful rendition of Hallelujah. Yeah. Beautiful. And
thank
especially
you
on,
so much.
On Mother's Day, but beautiful. You did a wonderful job. What is cover Hallelujah?
It's always been a favorite of mine. I think when I saw Alexandra Burke cover that song, I was totally inspired because I got instant chills, and I was like, okay. And I started practicing it. And
I think
it
of my late mother, because my late mother loved it also, and I do too. It's just so beautiful. I think even those that might not even care about it love your rendition, because it's just so well done.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I was almost crying because I was like, oh my gosh, this is on a pot. Someone's playing this. That means the world to me.
The world is listening. And speaking of the world, a big shout out to, you know, our fellow Americans here in the States. You're going to be surprised that the listeners. I shot Michael when I tell him the stats of our top 10 and our top 5 listeners are Germany. Canada had been number 2, but now Germany is number 2. Germany, Spain.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God. Italy. Yes, Italy. Korea. Those, to name a few of our top 10 listeners.
Wow,
so it's
amazing.
Right here in the States, but worldwide. A big shout out to our soldiers, also our military. Recently, you participated in a competition with Yoga Journal. Tell us about that.
I entered a competition called Yoga Warrior, which was sponsored by Yoga Journal, and the grand prize was a 2-page spread in Yoga Journal and also $10,000. And so it was all vote-based, okay? So it was vote-based. So me and my husband, my friends, my family, we were just like, you know, okay, let's see. And, you know, people got a free vote every 24 hours, but you could buy votes, and all the donations went to a nonprofit organization for our veterans who suffer from PTSD and other illness and the communities. Excuse me, I'm just taking a sip of water. But, yeah, so, you know, I didn't really expect to get super far because there were so many great contestants, and I made it to first place on the last day before the finals and 30 minutes before they locked in the finals for the winners. I dropped to second, but I made it to second. So, and we raised a boatload of money for the veterans, which felt amazing.
I voted several times, and I reshared the link, and I felt good about you being a winner, but you did very well, and next year you will be the winner. But, yes, tell us what your calls. What calls again? A call is very important to me, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you asking? What's my calling?
For the veterans.
Yes, I have family members that served in all the wars, and I have a lot of friends, and it's so close to my heart to support these people. It's really sad to see even like the older veterans who kind of like it seems like the government used them and just tossed them aside, you know. They should be totally provided for.
My brother-in-law is a Vietnam veteran. The one I work with, he's a Vietnam veteran. Yeah.
It's so sad. And, you know, some of these people, you know, came home from war and they were spit on and attacked, and no one welcomed them home. And it wasn't their fault, you know. They were just put on the front line. That's all.
Last month we talked. I don't mean to interrupt you, but last month Michael suggested that we talk about the veterans and how the healthcare system treat them. And you would have loved to have been a part of that show. So I'm just going to be quiet. I just wanted to mention that we talked late night one night talking about how sometimes they're mistreated by the VA.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't want to interrupt, but I just wanted to put that in. That is close to all. And I felt so happy that Michael cared about that, because that's an important subject matter of to me, to my heart, like mm-hmm. yours. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, Michael's like, let's talk about the veterans and mental illness. And that's, and we're still in that series of talking about mental illness, but we talked about mental illness and our veterans.
And you know what? Okay. May is National Mental Health Month, really quick.
Yes. Yes. So let's make that recognition. But I didn't want to interrupt you, but so my apology. So keep going.
Yeah, all I was saying is any chance I get to support veterans, I do. And I will continue to do so. So, yeah, that's definitely a cause close to my heart, too. And, that was basically where I ended that. I didn't know if we were moving on.
So you didn't win the 2-page spread and you didn't win the 10 grand, but you still are a winner because you made some noise. And you're known.
Thank you.
And you raised a lot of money. That's all some people need to know. If my brother-in-law listening, that's all he need to know.
You know, I was surprised at how far out it reached. Over 7,000 people saw my page, and I don't even have $7,000.
Wow.
So I was like, okay.
Well,
so
I know I reshared, and I reshared on all my Facebook pages. Uh-huh. And then your other friends, I've seen them reshare. Right. So
something
teamwork.
As simple as that.
Teamwork
yeah.
definitely works.
Teamwork
oh, yes,
it does.
Works.
Yep. Support your friends, support your loved ones, support small business.
And you know what?
You
were consistent, too, asking people to participate.
It was hard for me because I was like, people are going to hate me.
You were real consistent. I'm like, I've never seen Shauna like this. I'm like, she better win this. You were consistent for consistent.
Yeah. Yeah, and you
Michael,
know,
I
you
think
know,
I even had you voting. Michael, I think I even had you voting, didn't I?
not that I recall, but yeah. But I really wanted to put out there about Josh's girlfriend. I don't know if you noticed, Bethany, but Amanda is on like a contestant to be Miss Merlin. So
asked me to vote for her on something.
Yeah. So if any of you guys, follow the Miss America, not Miss America, but the Miss Merlin pageant, you know, definitely vote for Amanda Lee because she is the prettiest girl in the whole wide world.
She
and I'm gay.
Beautiful.
I'm saying.
Oh my gosh, she's exciting.
Amanda, we will introduce you. I thought Josh might call in, but Josh is beautiful, and his girlfriend is beautiful. They are a beautiful couple. So when you see their I haven't talked with Amanda yet, but Josh is amazing. I thought maybe she would call that day he was guest, but they are a beautiful couple. Yeah, if she becomes Miss Maryland, she will have the opportunity for Miss USA or Miss America. So you had it right on your lip. Yeah.
That is amazing. I'm definitely going to vote for her because that's exciting. Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to Josh and I'm going to tell him about you and see how you and him could connect or Bethany, could do that. Yeah.
I tagged him on the show, so maybe he'll catch the replay. I'll tag him when I post the replay also. So he can listen to the show.
But really quick, Shauna, I want to thank you for saying this inspirational story because I think slowly but surely you are inspiring me to go where I need to go, if you get what I'm saying. So thank you for that.
That fills my heart to hear. You're welcome. That's all I could ever hope is to just inspire anybody to just follow their passion, follow their highest excitement, right? So thank you. Thank you. I'm like
You're
so
welcome.
Honored. I feel so humbled.
Yeah.
So what are your mom's thoughts about your work? And she's a married lady. We would like to know what does your husband think about your awesome work?
He absolutely loves it. He's been supportive from day one. Actually, we are high school sweethearts, and we've been together since the age of 16.
I thought so.
Yes.
Since when?
Since 16, yes. And he's been
wow. –
he was the first person to really get – help me.
So you began to walk – I mean, that 16 is when you – when a lot of things happened to you, plus you fell in love.
Yes, it was my year.
Wow.
It was my year. You know, and he's been supportive from day one and helped me even get further out of a victim mindset, because it's so easy when you suffer day in and day out to, you know, struggle with that, like get pulled into that, like wanting to, you know, just shut down. So, you know, everything I do, he's by my side. Showing love. He's my biggest fan.
And that is good.
It's
amazing.
That is
great. What's
so
your
blessed.
Secret to this? How many years you've been married now?
Well, actually,
you have been sweethearts for.
We haven't been officially married yet, but this August will be the official ceremony. But I call him my husband. We've been together.
I hope
it's gonna be 20 years.
I hope August 11th. How many years?
It's going to be 20 years in August.
Wow, that is amazing. Oh, so you and Mike are the same age. You and Mike are the same age.
I was born in 86.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Right. So what?
I'm 88. I'm still an 80s baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We're kind of around the same age.
Yes. Very close. Very close. You're my sister's age, actually.
Oh.
No, right. Oh, right. Excuse me on that one. I'm a hopeful romantic, and so Michael is a hopeful romantic, too. And so we definitely – we talk a lot about romantic. Well, you already see how we're openly talking about sex topics and stuff like that. But we're all about self-growth and self-love and growing and having better relationships with ourselves and with others. And Michael and I are hopeful romantics. And so I just thought it was perfect to bring up that you are in a very loving, supportive relationship marriage. Just looking at your pictures, I see the love and I see the support.
It's a beautiful thing, but it's work. I mean, you both have to work it and you both have to want it. And we have literally been
and
through
And I noticed
every
that you
storm.
Have your, from your post, I noticed you have your separate lives, but you have your together, you're together. It appears that you give each other freedom to do what you need to do. And that says a lot. That's what I read in the pictures. You don't go into detail and talking about your relationship, but I just vibe it that they have their own lives, but they're a couple, but they're human. They're two individuals, too, in a relationship that's working.
It is, and it's funny because we're almost complete opposites on certain things. And in the Zodiac, mm-hmm. he's a Taurus. I'm a Scorpio. We're complete opposites on the astrological chart. And, you know,
Josh is a Scorpio.
I thought so. I'm Leo. And Terry is an Aries. And so, oh, my God, it's crazy. But since you two are opposites, how are you making it work?
You know, they say opposites attract, but I think it takes a little extra effort in a relationship like that. But
you know,
he's an earth sign. I'm water. I feel like we balance each other out, yin and yang. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I learned things from him that I would never want to be.
I have a beautiful poem, a beautiful song that I wrote called Yin Yang Love. You will love it. I have to send it to you. Yes.
Definitely. Oh my gosh. Yes.
So Michael, that's something Michael and I, oh my God, so we definitely would love for you to be a part of the show because we talk about everything, and it's good to have someone too that's dealing with a successful relationship.
It's rare today, and I think it's even harder today to hold that down at times, but, you know, people do it. And yeah, it's possible if you want it. If you want it, yes.
Right, aww. Right. Terry messaged me, and I told him last night, you need to tune in because this is going to be an off the chain show. And he messaged me. I'm like, you need to tune in and listen to this episode right here because Shauna and Michael and I, we are having too much fun, and you are sharing great information for our listening audience. So what you're saying, too, people do not give up if you're dealing with any kind of pain, minor pain to especially the chronic pain. Because some people, when they're dealing with pain, they're like, I just give up.
Yeah, it's sad. And I've seen a lot of that. And autoimmune chronic pain, like they call it like the suicide disease, the suicide condition, because people, they start to feel so helpless, and they don't realize that there's resources out there and that they're not alone, because when you're sick, you're usually isolated. And if you don't have a support system to help you get access to resources, you become, you spiral straight down into that depression. I've lost a lot of friends. I've lost too many. And, you know, it kind of breaks my heart because I feel like if I spoke up sooner, but I was kind of going through my own, you know, trying to dig myself out of that dark hole, too, you know. But, don't give up. And you don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what's going to change overnight. You could wake up tomorrow and there's, like, a pill for whatever's going on with you, or, like, you know, you meet a practitioner doing holistic medicine that introduces you to something that just clicks. You just don't know what tomorrow holds. But if you give up, then there's nowhere to go from there. That's it. It's done. You know, and it's okay to be in that place. Sometimes I feel like it's part of the healing of our souls and our bodies. We have to go to the darkest parts of our struggle to make it to the light. I'm going to quote Winston Churchill because I love it. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep going. If you were going through hell, keep going.
Right.
Because eventually, if you keep going, you're going to make it out. You're going to make it to the other side.
Yes. Right.
Yes. So that's definitely a huge part of my message is, you know, I've been there. I've been there where I was like, and I looked up to it and I said, God, I don't want to do this anymore. Just take me. Like, just take me. But he's like, no, there's more. There's more. Your story's not over yet. You know, and he speaks in silent ways, and he works through people, some very great people.
Mm.
So, in one of the images that I posted on the promo, shows you reading a book. What book are you reading in that picture? And I'm aware you're an avid reader. What are some of your favorite books?
Oh, goodness. I read like almost everything and anything. I love autobiographies, but I love mystery thrillers. Inspirational books are always a hit with me. I'm kind of a true crime junkie, believe it or not. So that book
in
the picture is about I think it was a true story about the mafia. So I think it was a crime family. Oh, okay. But the Sopranos is based off of. That was the family the Sopranos was based off of. Yes. That's what I was reading in that picture. But yeah, I read all types of books, and if I'm reading at night, it's got to be an inspirational book because, you know, I always tell everybody set the tone before you go to bed because, you know, it makes a difference.
You know what? That is a hot topic. Speaking of hot topics, that's a hot topic on Live with Kelly and Ryan. They talk about that almost every morning. Whenever I watch them, they talk about how important it is to set the tone before you go to sleep. Ryan likes to watch like cartoons, and I think Kelly, she's with her husband, he's into true crime stories and stuff like that. So it's like kind of crazy for her, but Ryan is like, you can always win with the car animation.
Hey, yeah, and I mean, that's why they make headphones too, just in case. Like,
cause
some people they're fine
because
with
I'm
it.
I go to sleep listening to audiobooks or self guided meditations like yours and subliminals.
Yeah,
after watching the crazy news and late night shows.
Yeah, I try to save all that for during the day, you know, when it's light out.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's, you know, what are you consuming? It's okay, everything in moderation, but you want to, I think that's why I read inspirational books and then I read autobiographies and then I read true stories and then I'll read a thriller or a romance novel. I mix it up because I want too much of like one thing, like it's swirling in my head.
Sometimes we do late nights, like at 11 o'clock, 12 your time, and yeah, Mike is like, oh my goodness, I gotta go to sleep. Yeah.
Absolutely. But yes, reading is a great, definitely one of my, it definitely saved my sanity when I couldn't walk. I just always read. So I was always reading. I was reading before I could read. I would love to just take books off shelves. I love the way they feel. This is the way they smell.
Right.
And if you ask me what my favorite book is, I probably won't be able to tell you. I could probably give you a packet of a list of books that I love. Because
that's me too.
Yeah, I can't choose. There's so many amazing works of literature out there.
Yes, I am an avid book reader also, and Michael is an avid reader, and also he suggested many articles also, for us to base the show on, and I like to base the show on, like Wednesdays. You probably tell your students to do this. Wednesday, I based the comeback show after being on hiatus on self-care, the importance of having an retreat, wellness retreat. And it was from the yoga perspective. And it was based on an article from HuffPost. But Michael, we need to talk about this article from 2018 about this topic. And so we all are avid readers.
Oh, I love that. Yes, I mean, definitely. That's a great way to get, you know, topics for, you know, a show. And I think, yeah, reading opens a lot of doors, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So, listeners, you still have 8 minutes to call in. 516-595-8255. I think it's time for some hello.
Oh my gosh, yay.
Thank you.
Another beautiful one. Yes. Love that song. I don't know who doesn't. That was a good rendition. I love that. Oh,
thank
your thoughts,
you
Michael?
So much.
Welcome. Why did you choose Adele? Hello.
Adele is definitely one of my musical idols. And that song has always been a huge favorite of mine, which actually a lot of people don't know this, but they think she wrote that song to like a past lover, but she actually wrote that song to herself, her past self.
No wonder I can vibe it too, because I really vibe that song, and yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's an interesting little fact there.
Yes, it is very interesting. Yes, like Mary J. Blige's song "Hello, Gorgeous." You know, that's to her new self-esteem. Yes,
I just
"Hello,
chills.
Gorgeous" all about her.
Mary J.
Blige. She said that was her mantra.
Yes, I loved her.
She said that was her mantra every morning. Yes.
And that song, yes, I posted, when she dropped that video, I posted it on my Facebook page. I was like, this is magic. Yeah.
And I think when the reporter, I had seen her interview, and it was before the song dropped, and the reporter asked her about the inspiration to the song, and she said she was really feeling down about herself. Mary J. Blige, I mean, like recently. I was feeling really bad about myself. She was comparing herself to other people. You know, she was really feeling bad about herself. And she said she had to figure out a way to snap out of it. And her mantra, even when she was feeling bad and not looking her best, she had to say to herself, "Hello, gorgeous." Look in the mirror each morning and say "Hello, gorgeous" to herself. And the rest is history.
Yes,
and that's an inspiration. That's inspired many of us. That's inspired many of us to men and women and everybody to feel better about ourselves, even the best of
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
But,
yes,
but Adele, I'm glad you shared that story because I can feel that. I felt it was something deeper to that song.
Yeah, I've always, when I first heard it, I thought it was.
Are you saying hello to your new self?
Yeah, I am such a different person than I was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And I think of that little girl, that little girl who was helpless and she was a victim and she didn't have a voice. And it's so funny that I sing because the doctors would say, this girl has no voice. She can't explain what she's feeling. She's too quiet. You know, she doesn't communicate. So yeah, I definitely resonated with that song saying hello from the other side to my old self, because I wanted, sometimes you want to bury your old self, but you can't hate, you know, the experiences that shaped you. And I'm sure you remember that,
Michael,
from the
clairvoyant too. Michael, if you haven't noticed, Shauna is clairvoyant also. And Shauna, you've been saying so many things that I have been thinking. And the next thing I was going to say to you, you both and the listeners, that, you know, sometimes I feel like I need to have a funeral. Like, I don't know if you remember when Prince buried Prince and then he became the artist. Sometimes I feel like I need to bury the artist formerly known as, you know. But each time, but I feel you as regarding the burying and the new birth, but then also that little girl. And I know you're going to really relate to what I'm about to say. You're going to relate to that little boy. And that's a topic that we've been talking about too, about boys and girls. You know, how we're raised and how what was happening as adults. But that little girl is always alive inside me. Bethany might die. Shauna might die. Michael might die at different ages or at the end of certain chapters of our lives. But that little girl and that little boy stays alive. That little girl is always alive and well in me.
Absolutely. I believe that deeply. And
it
sometimes
sounds like
she
that little girl
love.
Is driving you.
You know, she is. And in ways, like, she was a source of anger for me because she was trying to communicate
right.
to me. And she just wanted to be loved. And I was so hard on her. So sometimes you have to. My life coach, she works with childhood trauma and, you know, meeting your younger self and actually doing like the
right.
meditation. Because sometimes like we have those parts of ourselves, the trauma, and a lot of us, if not all of us, have trauma from childhood. And we become hard on ourselves and we learn things that are just illusions and they're not necessarily the truth, you know, but, and as you get older and wiser, you got to look back and, my coach actually does a meditation where you go back and you meet your younger self and you give them a hug, say something nice to them. What would you say? You
yes.
know, and it's
this
powerful.
Is self-guided meditation. This is self-guided meditation. You might know who I'm talking about. The self-guided meditation takes you back to your, to practically infancy and recall memory. And I love it. Because it's so freeing, you know, it's so freeing. I need to do that meditation again, but you probably know who I'm talking about, but I cannot think of a guide's name. But the journey goes back into the happiest moments too of your life, so you can bring out that childhood vibe of being optimistic and reaching your goals now as an adult. But it brought out a lot of tears regression? As I regressed back to the little girl, the little girl, like a two-year-old. Well, I recently did like there's a guy that was the guest on that doctor that has a podcast. The happy doctor. He's from England. He's an Indian, and he has like he's all about happiness. You know who I'm talking about? Well,
yes.
About 2 months ago, he had this author on his show, and he will take you back to. He will take you back to the point where you, where one will become feel more safe. And more independent, and it's real deep and it's real weird, but it seems to work. We all have a guide, and one of the guides like to overprotect us, and to try to make that relationship with that particular guide more freeing. Because that relationship with that guide needs to lessen up, but we have to go back to the age where that guide looks at us now. Even at our current age, the guide might look at us like we're two or we're four or we're five, and we have to break that connection where it won't be so restrictive on our being.
Mm-hmm.
And those
listeners
probably saying, I thought you were a Christian. I am a Christian. But we all need to be free.
You know, but think,
like Michael was saying, some people get so like, no, you can't listen to Buddhist quotes. You can't do this. You can't do that. But
you know,
we all
yeah, they
want to
put everything
free.
In a neat little box and have its own lane. But you know, I always say, let's think out the box because, you know, all these religions can't be wrong, and most of them, the good ones, you know, they're based behind moral great principles. So what's the problem, you know? You know, we're too like, oh no, it's got to be this way, and there's got to be laws and like a certain way you act and a certain way to worship. But no, I believe there's many different ways, and not one of them is wrong. You know,
right?
So yeah, it's definitely that's an interesting topic, and that can get really, like, some people can get really heated about it, but I'm very just accepting of all religions and all belief systems, and respect for the sacred practices that people find comfort in.
But it's important that we discuss this, and you know, if it's meeting with your, whatever can help you, a person, because too many people, it's good we're talking about our younger selves and the little girl and the little boy, because some people disassociate from everything from their past. And when we talk about burying, we don't talk about disassociating. We talk about, like you mentioned in your video, release and recharge. Release what we're holding on to.
That doesn't serve us, yes. No, that no longer serves us. Absolutely. And then that's when you can bring the new, but you can't bring in the new if, you know, there's something stagnant stuck within you. It's blockage. It's a blockage, yeah.
You made me think about a podcast I was listening to last night. One of my girlfriends, I don't know if you've seen my page, but one of my friends, she's clairvoyant, and she usually does readings for people, but instead she did a podcast because she liked to do like a thing where she's talking and people make comments. So she did her first podcast, talking about your first podcast today, and must give you a hand clap. Because this has been an amazing show. This has been an amazing show. Michael's quiet. But they were talking about relationships on this podcast last night. And it's weird that you mentioned that you can't do one thing without moving out the old. So the topic came where they how some women pray for their soulmate while they're still in bed with the current guy. Like, how can God bless you with the soulmate if you're still with the guy in a dating relationship?
Yeah, that doesn't
if
sound
you're still
like
in
it
a dating
would go
relationship.
Universal law, like that doesn't make make sense. You
you're
know,
praying
yeah,
for who you're really meant to be with. You're praying for who you're really meant to be with. Been in bed with. So you made me think about that topic. Like, how can you get anybody new if you're still with the old?
Yeah, you can't have one foot in and one foot out the door, you know?
Right. So what's on your mind regarding hot topics? And I know Michael wants to talk about Roe versus Wade. And I will share my insight, too. But you are the honored guest, and so... what's on your mind regarding hot topics? What's going on in the world?
What's going
on? If you would
like
to talk on it.
Yeah, nothing like specific is coming to mind, but praying for just mostly like what's going on over in the Ukraine and stuff like that, and
yes.
There's a lot of people out there that don't have a home, don't have food, don't have shoes, don't, you know, that's always on my mind.
Yes.
I always think that, you know, like gratitude, I guess, is essential to, you know, to stay stable and keep your vibe high and your vibration up, because the simplest thing is a blessing, you know?
Yes.
So. I'm not sure where I'm going with that, but like if it came up to the top of my head.
You're going good. That's what we need. You're going good. Gratitude. We need to all be grateful, and regardless of our socioeconomic background, whoever we are, we need to be grateful because we all need each other. Regardless who we are, how much money, if we have a home or don't have a home, we see what's happening in America, what's happening in Ukraine, all around the world. We all need each other. If we're a trillion, Elon Musk need us. We need Elon Musk. We all need each other, from trillionaires to those that are homeless. We all are human beings. We're with the human race, and you feel gratitude. I share gratitude with you and unity. I feel we need to, we say we have each other back. We all need to really have each other's backs.
Yes, yes. We can't
and pray more.
In action, right? Yeah. See more action behind that statement, because I remember when COVID was happening and they're like, we're at home,
yes,
separate, but we're together. But I was like, well, where's the real action,
yes,
in that? Like, explain to me how that
and
works.
Ironically, and it seemed like when COVID happened, some of us became closer. Some of us became so a lot of people reflected. A lot of people reflected on what's important and what's not important in our lives, in our personal lives.
It forced
and professional
us all
lives.
To slow down.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Gratitude, yes. Gratitude is, do you want to elaborate on gratitude? Because I'm wondering, we talk about gratitude. I understand gratitude, but for some reason I feel like some people do not understand gratitude and the importance of being thankful.
Right. I think it really started to occur to me when I was gifted by a friend, God bless, rest in peace. She recently passed from cancer, but she was one of my energy healer mentors, and she had gifted me a gratitude journal. And for every day, I wrote down 5 things I was grateful for, whether it was a hot shower, a hot meal, cuddling with my my husband, or playing with my kitty. And even if I had to each day repeated the same things, the way I looked at it was, I still have those things to be grateful for. And, you know,
I'm looking at my kitty now.
Mine's actually sitting right next to me as well. I think we take it for granted because the world is moving so fast and we're moving so fast. And sometimes it's like stop and smell the roses. Like sometimes we really forget.
Yes.
Like we're so surrounded by the news and the media, and this is bad and this is going on and this person's horrible and, you know, chaos. But there is a lot of good going on still. There's still things to be grateful for. It's funny, the people that have the least seem to have a better grasp on gratitude than people that have like abundance of things, I've noticed.
You remember my mother. My mother passed away at 86 in 2017, and you know, she was my best friend. She was a number one fan of this podcast, and she shared recipes before. But my mother, she was always optimistic. She was always even at 86, she would talk about how each day she learned something new. She loved to educate others, and she loved to learn. So every day that went by, she learned something new, and she was always optimistic about that. And like you said, always put everything in the hands of the Lord. You know, regardless of what was going on in the hospital, every day she just trusted and believed in greater things, and greater things always happen. You know, always happen. And you know, that was just amazing. I rarely seen her sad. When I lost my late sister, when I lost my brother, late brother, and you know, when we lost loved ones, but she always stayed upbeat and, you know, just grateful for life. And then the last couple of years, she and I always had in-depth conversations about love, but we always discussed the importance to love and be loved. You know, just like a plant need love, we humans need love and to be loved.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So,
love is the answer.
And just
so.
Like you mentioned and talked a lot about never giving up. She always told me, never give up, Beth. I never gave up, baby. You and your friends never give up.
God bless. Amen. It's a powerful message and very, very true. And yeah, attitude is power. It's your power. How do you show up? And even on your worst days, if you could just, when I'm having a really bad day, this coffee place just opened up right next to me. When I'm having a really bad day, just going to get this really good, delicious coffee is enough to be like, I'm going to keep going.
Right. Simple things of life. So when that new place opened up, so tell us the name of the place. Go ahead and plug them.
Uncommon Grounds, and they actually have a website, but they have also a truck, but they're located in Weisport, Pennsylvania, and they're just a little, a small business, mom-and-pop shop, but they have gourmet coffee. They make everything from grind and beet, and they grind their own beans. It's just, great vibes. You go in, they're real baristas. That's what I call them, because they create art with their coffee. So Uncommon Grounds in Weisport, yes, is the place.
Okay, definitely we'll go to their website. Share your social media again, from Facebook, Instagram, your TikTok, your YouTube.
Okay, absolutely.
Seven moon at .com, right?
Yeah, www.theseventhmoon.com is their website. My Facebook is Shauna J Music, and my Instagram is Shauna_J_Music, and my TikTok is pain_into_power. And my second TikTok is Shauna J Music with the number one at the end. And what am I missing? Did I say my – okay, and my – okay,
oh,
my healing –
No, yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, so my music YouTube is Shauna J Music, and then – my energy healing and just my health YouTube is Reclaiming Your Power with Qigong, Mind and Body. I know it's a long title, but I know you posted some of my stuff on your page. So if they just click on those links, they'll find my page. Mm-hmm. I think that covers it, all the social medias.
Okay. What about your email? But if anybody needs to contact you, they can message you on Facebook or Instagram. What did you say, Instagram? Instagram is Shauna J Music.
Yes, Instagram is.
Yeah.
Instagram is Shauna_J_Music.
Are you on LinkedIn? I love LinkedIn. A lot of connections are tuned in. Are you a LinkedIner?
I am not on LinkedIn, but I think it's in my future.
Hey, Shauna, really quick.
I love LinkedIn.
Could you do me a favor, Shauna, real quick?
Yes.
Okay, so when you can, I really want you to meet Josh, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you his social media. So his name is Josh Huff Exdol. Let me spell the it's like two last names.
And I have tagged him, and then when I reshare the this show, I'm going to tag him too, and I introduce you all.
Could you send me his name in Messenger, maybe? I actually don't have a pen nearby.
Okay, I'll do that. And
I tagged him on a couple of the promos.
And you know the funny thing about it, while you guys were talking, he just texted me because he just made a little app for his transformation collective, and Yeah, so when I talk to him sometime this week, I'll definitely tell him to, I'll tell him about your business. And I remember that what we were talking about earlier, I will definitely tell him about that. And then, you know, because I think 2022 is going to be a good year for many people. And,
halfway in. Unbelievably.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I think that we need to get like-minded people together to create something powerful, to make something powerful to happen. Because if we don't, we're going to have people like, the GOP, and then not to put politics in it, ruling over the world.
You forget my political affiliation.
But you're not them. You're not the crazy. You're not the crazy.
Okay.
But I'll say this.
I'm one of the good girls.
But I'll say this. You know, I have to say Adam Kinzinger turns me on so much. I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe because he
now
doesn't like Donald
Trump. I tell you what's always,
They're laughing at me.
So you guys are you're funny.
It was really nice to hear from you, and it was something I was going to ask you, but I forgot. But definitely, I really want you and Josh to connect, and when the podcast ends, we'll definitely give you his information. And definitely just tell him that I directed you.
We might be doing an after party if you want to join us on Facebook Live.
Okay.
We're going to do Facebook Live probably in about an hour. Maybe not an hour,
okay.
Maybe like 30 minutes. We've been on for 2 hours.
Yeah, but I
want him to cut us off like last time.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, Facebook Live is known to... Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about this podcast because
sometimes they give us an extra 15, 20 minutes when the 2 hours or whatever time we have slotted. And weirdly, for your show, Shauna, I can do like up to 2 to 3 hours. But when I scheduled your show, they gave me for like up to 4 hours. I'm like, whoa,
that's too much time.
But look, I have done, when I first started the podcast, I used to do like 3 hour shows.
Yeah.
Just crazy. crazy. But yeah, I'm like, wait a second, 2 hours.
I think
we're going to have fun for 2 hours. But we're going to do Josh Mike can join us with Facebook Live if he's not busy. I wasn't sure if you were having dinner or something, Shauna, but before we came on, we said that we might would do a after show. So
yeah, actually, I'm probably just going to eat. So maybe if you give me like an hour or two.
And that's what I need, too.
Yes, that would be perfect.
But definitely let me in the party and just send me a link or something, because I'd be glad to join, because I'm not doing anything.
I did everything.
I had to finish my finals. I finished my final today, and I had to get that done. And I meant to tell you, Bethany, yesterday I gave Josh some runes. I don't know if you're familiar with runes. Have you ever heard of runes before?
The rooms that you and I have done before on Facebook?
No, the rooms, like R-U-N-E-S.
Oh! Tell us about it. Do you know what you're talking about, Shauna?
Are you talking about, like, ancient ruins like that?
Yeah, like
that
divina.
Oh,
ruins!
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
Symbols. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I gave them some.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I gave him some because, like, he said that he was clairvoyant. And I think in some ways I am, too. But it scares the hell out of me sometimes.
I told you that. But you shouldn't let it scare you. It should make you feel good.
Yeah, I'm a Pisces, and my sign is supposed to be, psychic and clairvoyant. But you know what? Somebody told me the best way for you to get grows, you have to grow spiritually. You have to, be the best that you can be. And when you are the best you can be, then you can see other people from, an amazing point of view. So I have a psychic friend. Her name is Phyllis Pricer, and I met her when I was about 20. And, you know, she's been like a mother figure in my life. She has been with me through many changes in my life. God bless her. And, you know, that's why you should always have a Capricorn friend in your life, because they are reliable.
And a Leo friend. And a Leo friend. Because we are loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we should be.
Yes. So, I wanted to really quickly say something that was on my mind, and this is kind of superficial, but I don't know why this stuck with me lately, the Met Gala. I don't know why I have been so obsessed. Let me tell you.
It's been on my mind, too. And it's weird.
Austin Butler, I mentioned
it to you, and then you told me you've been thinking about it.
Yeah, Austin Butler, the guy who's going to play Elvis. I have had a crush on him since 2014, and he's a Leo too, by the way. And he used to be a Disney actor, and he's going to be playing Elvis. So I liked his suit. His suit was simple, and I tell you, I have been fantasizing about it so much that I would, if I had an opportunity to go to the Met Gala, who would I take with me? You know, who would I take with me, and what would I wear and all that stuff? So all that stuff has been on my mind. So what do you girls think about the Met Gala?
Well, you already know I like the idea of the Met Gala. And I was thinking it would be us, the group of us, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was
looking at Fab Fives. I would like to pay tribute to Prince and Diana Ross. So I would definitely be dressed in something to tribute to Prince and Diana Ross, and sexy and mysterious.
Oh, I would wear something like Austin Butler wore. He wore all black, and it was like so like cool. You know, it was so cool. I think I'm in love with Leos for some reason, and they the ones that get me into a lot of trouble. I don't know why.
I think you are too. I think you're in love with Leos too. But we're those kind of people though.
So that really caught my attention. I don't know why, because I usually don't follow stuff like that.
I noticed that, because when I mentioned to you about the Met Gala, I was shocked at your response that you really liked the idea of the Met Gala too.
Yeah, but sometimes they be going so far,
it's all about the outfit. Art.
Yeah.
And that's the highest level of art, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're invited by the designers. And, you know, I design, and I guess I have always thought that I would be one of those designers that would be the one to invite people. But inviter or invitee, I would love to be a part of it. And it's amazing. It's not really who you are, but I think it's how you respect art is what gets you on the list. and your causes. Because you have to be invited. You have to be invited by the designer. And so it's weird. People feel snubbed, but they're not really being snubbed.
And I don't know why I'm thinking this, but like if I were to go, I would definitely invite some like of my crushes to be my dates and stuff. I just kind of wonder, you know, how many of them would say, yeah, hey, let's go, you know, because I mean, I have never dated anybody in my life.
I would like an entourage of us. I would like an entourage of us. You know, our group, like our clique, I would like an entourage of us. And of course, have our favorite people. You know, nearby or with us, part of the entourage.
That
sounds amazing.
Too much fun.
So
that's your hot topic, the Met Gala. Your hot topic, the Met Gala. So, because he's been ready to talk about Roe versus Wade. So good. We'll talk about that later this week on Facebook Live.
Let's do that. But yeah, it was so nice meeting you, Shauna.
But we're gonna follow up on Shauna's topic in about an hour, and then any extra topics we want to discuss. And I'll reshare this podcast. But Shauna, what's the takeaway? What's your takeaway?
My takeaway. Well, first of all, thank you so much. I'm honored for you to have me on the show. I was almost in tears when you were playing my songs because that's so surreal to me.
Yes.
And
I'm going to replay Hallelujah. I might replay both of them at the end. I think I will.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. It's like I was like.
You're welcome.
Hyperventilating, like I was crying. I'm like, oh, my God, this is happening. So I really appreciate that and love and support. And it's just great vibes. I've had a great time on the show with you guys. And, looking forward to more.
So you said you're working on several projects. I know some projects you can't talk about. What projects can you talk about? What projects can you talk about?
Okay, so the latest project that I can speak on is my TikTok, Pain into Power, which is something I post on every day, and it touches on different topics about taking your power back over whether it's a chronic illness, a mental illness, it could be both. Just taking your own body and power back.
You know what? That was my New Year's resolution. That was the umbrella of my resolutions. And Mike was my witness because he began sending these, and he and I talked about our resolutions and our goals and our daily goals. And I love this guy named Brendan Bruchard, and he talks about taking back your personal power, and that was my goal, and I've been doing that, taking my personal power back, wherever it's been spread out, wherever it's been scattered and spread it to. But please,
well, guys,
elaborate.
I will talk to you guys on Facebook Live because I got to go and do some things, but we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Michael.
All right,
yes,
bye-bye.
And I must shout out my cousin, who's usually a co-host too, Linda Oliver. She's in Dallas, Texas. So I must shout her out because usually she calls in. She might have had a lunch or dinner situation going on. Okay, continue.
Where would you
take
like
back,
to continue?
So you were discussing the TikTok.
Your mind-body connection. I'm very interested in neuroscience, and I believe that our bodies are so super powerful, and we have forgotten over time and through technology and medical science, that, you know, we've forgotten our own natural healing ability.
Your mama say, how you doing? Okay, apologies. I had to tell my niece happy Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay.
So that's basically the biggest project that I'm working on right now, is to just get that information out there, let people know that they are empowered and that they don't need to be a victim of circumstance. Or when it comes to medical treatment, know your rights, do your research. Like, the doctors don't know everything. You know your body better than they ever will. So,
right.
Yeah, just holding that space where I can speak on the things I've known, the things I've experienced, and hopefully help people avoid some of the pitfalls that I've had, and also open doors of new coping mechanisms for people who are struggling. I don't know where to start. So that TikTok is a big project for me right now.
So where should people start?